This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the eternal riches of Christ. So as we're deep into the holiday season, sometimes we can become so overwhelmed with the commercial side of Christmas. We fall into the trap of, over time, measuring our worth or the value of our Christmas by the number of gifts we received and the value attached to those gifts. And while it's, you know, a part of the natural world that we would celebrate those items, let us not fall into a pattern of measuring our worth in terms of dollars and cents. There is a much higher way in the spiritual realm to measure worth, and that is our richness in Christ. And when I think about the richness in Christ and just being aware of that, I'm reminded of a story I read about, which is there's a man who lived in East Texas who died ultimately in poverty. So this man lived in a house that just sat a few feet above the largest undiscovered oil reserve in the world. He was a wealthy man, unbeknownst to him, because he lived like a pauper. It was the classic case of being rich but living poor. And sometimes that's how we can do, because we see richness and measure it only in what we have in the natural world, and we forget about the depths of our richness in Christ. So as we go about the season, let us remember the eternal riches of Christ and cling to these words. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, remember the eternal riches of Christ.